Hey everyone, it's your girl Avery Hart, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. You know that feeling when you have a million things on your to-do list but staring at it feels like climbing Mount Everest? Yep, procrastination's got us all in its grip sometimes. Today, we're diving headfirst into the stoic wisdom that can help us conquer this beast and find some serious clarity amidst the chaos. Get ready to untangle that mental knot and feel the power of a focused mind. Ever feel like your brain is running on a hamster wheel? Thoughts are buzzing, worries are swirling, and getting anything done feels impossible. That's procrastination whispering in your ear, trying to convince you it's better to do nothing than risk messing things up. But here's the thing, procrastinating doesn't make things go away, it just makes them bigger headaches later on. So how do we break free? The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who knew a thing or two about navigating life's ups and downs, had some seriously potent strategies for overcoming procrastination. First up, focus on what's in your control. You can't control everything that happens in life, trust me, I've tried, but you can absolutely control how you react to it. That means focusing your energy on the tasks within your power. Instead of agonizing over things beyond your reach, channel that energy into taking action on what you can influence. Next, embrace the present moment. Procrastination often stems from anxiety about the future or regret for the past. The Stoics taught us to anchor ourselves in the here and now. When those worries creep in, gently bring your attention back to the present moment. What are you experiencing right now? What's happening around you? This simple act can help quiet that inner chatter and make it easier to focus on the task at hand. Think of it like this. If you're constantly daydreaming about finishing a project instead of actually working on it, you're missing out on the satisfaction of making progress. Third, break down big tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Ever started a massive project and felt completely overwhelmed? Yeah, me too. The Stoics believed in taking things step by step. Instead of staring at that daunting mountain of work, break it down into smaller, bite-sized pieces. This makes the task feel less intimidating and gives you a sense of accomplishment as you tick off each little victory. Fourth, develop a routine and stick to it. Humans thrive on predictability. Establishing a consistent daily routine can help create structure and minimize decision fatigue. Schedule time for your most important tasks, and treat those appointments like any other commitment. This helps build momentum and keeps you moving forward even when motivation is low. And finally, remember that progress over perfection is the ultimate goal. Don't let the pursuit of perfection paralyze you. Remember that every small step you take towards your goals is a victory. Celebrate those wins, no matter how small, and keep pushing forward. Think about a time when you really struggled with procrastination. Maybe it was a big project at work, a personal goal you were putting off, or even just getting through your daily chores. Can you picture the feeling? The restlessness, the anxiety, the overwhelming sense of, I should be doing something but I don't know where to start. Now imagine yourself taking those same situations and approaching them with the stoic mindset we just talked about. You focus on what's within your control, anchor yourself in the present moment, break down tasks into manageable steps, create a routine that supports your goals, and remember that progress over perfection is key. How different would you feel? How much more empowered would you be to tackle those challenges head on? Remember, conquering procrastination isn't about becoming some superhuman productivity machine. It's about finding peace within yourself, cultivating a clear mind, and taking action aligned with your values. It's about embracing the journey, not just the destination. So let's recap. Today we learned that overcoming procrastination is all about focusing on what you can control, staying present in the moment, breaking tasks down into smaller chunks, establishing a routine, and celebrating progress over perfection. Remember, every day is a fresh start to cultivate a more focused and productive mindset. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts and experiences with procrastination in the comments below. What strategies have worked for you? What challenges are you facing? Let's keep the conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Daily Detachment so you don't miss a single episode filled with practical wisdom for navigating life's ups and downs. Until next time, stay detached and awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.